Astronaut Krista McAuliffe wanted to involve kids in the future, teach them about the space program.
Krista McAuliffe was the first teacher in space, and the purpose behind that mission was to reach out to students and inspire students to learn more about space exploration. And so that has happened posthumously for that crew because of the family members and their involvement with NASA.
Bill Rhine, the Math Science Center's flight director, explained that the Challenger Center for Space Science Exploration opened the same year the shuttle was lost, 1986.
Founded by the family members of that crew in cooperation with NASA. That has made a significant impact, I think, on the program. Most of those family members are still involved directly in the program in a number of different ways.
Ryan said he's met three of them.
It's particularly inspiring when you can hear one of them speak and you can see what they have done to help promote this program. The widow of Dick Scobee, June Scobee Rogers, is very involved in a lot of things. She has authored some books and children's books and also a book on her own experiences following the disaster and the founding of the Challenger Learning Centers.
There are now 47 Challenger Centers around the world, including one in South Korea and another in the UK.
We have the only one here in the state of Virginia, here in Richmond. Our center was the fifth one to open, and the original premise behind these centers was to give students an opportunity to simulate space missions and operate as crew members in both a mission control role and in a spacecraft role.
The program is designed for 6th and 7th graders.
The students divide up into teams and they go on a simulated mission either to Mars or to the moon or to a comet, and they operate as members of the mission control and spacecraft, and they solve problems. They work through a challenging mission, and they either land on Mars or land on the moon or experience the comet mission. They get the excitement of a simulated mission, and it's a two-hour mission for the students. The time just flies by for every one of these missions. This is my fourth year, and I'd never get tired of teaching that lesson. It's an exciting lesson every time you do it.
In addition to the simulation, the kids often get to meet people who have flown the real thing. Astronauts, including University of Richmond alumni Leland Melvin, have been guest speakers. The center is well equipped.
There's a small briefing room in the center for the entire crew, and when you walk into one of those simulators, it's as if you are on a spacecraft or you are in mission control. It looks very much like what you would see at Houston, for instance, if you're in mission control, and it looks very much like the interior of a spacecraft. The students are at stations with computers and with monitors and with hands-on activities that they are doing, robotic arms in some cases, or they are constructing and building a probe to launch into space. So they are experiencing what a crew would experience.
Learn more online at msinnovation.info. John Ogle, WCVE News.